This is Pastor Rice of Good Samaritan Baptist Church. I was quite ill this past Sunday. Did not record this message live. It was a lengthy and Bible-rich message, but poorly delivered for my flu-like symptoms. Allow me to recite its 300-word summary here for you now. Message number 1452, the grandest opposition ever conceived. What the Bible says, Good Samaritan's Penny Pulpit by Pastor Ed Rice. In the annals of human history, no birth has been more opposed than the Noel just celebrated. Ever since God said that he would put enmity between Satan's seed and the woman's seed, Satan has hated male births. One would bruise his head. Cain, who was of that wicked one, 1 John 3:12, slew his brother Abel, so that the first male born became the first-degree murderer. Satan won, God zero. Satan heard God promise Abram, "And the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, if it be a son, then ye shall kill him." Exodus 1:15. Satan 2, God 0. Satan heard God promise David, "And when Athaliah saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal." 2 Kings 11:1. Of Athaliah, as vile as Mother Jezebel, one could say, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth." John 8:44. Satan 3, God 0. Remember, in this contest, God only needs one. Satan contaminates the Davidic line. "Therefore, thus saith the Lord, of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he shall have none to sit upon the throne of David." Jeremiah 36:30. God sent his chosen into bondage, where Haman said, "If it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed." Esther 3:9. God said, "Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son." Luke 1:31. Then Herod was exceeding wroth, and set forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem. Satan 6, God 0. "And when the 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus." God 1, Satan 0. Suppose Satan is a poor loser? Ask Adolf Hitler. An essay for week number 52, 28 December 2014. This is my last essay for 2014. 52 essays of the year will be compiled into a paperback for my family and members of Good Samaritan Baptist Church. Order one for yourself off of our website. Lord bless.